You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon. Very, very big show we have for you today. A very special show we have for you. I'll be doing the first hour here, and I'll tell you the full story. My kids have a big end of the year thing, a big performance, and then I got to go do some signing stuff or some legal stuff. We got to meet with lawyers, all this just normal life stuff. And so I asked Rob Dew if he could fill in for me today so I could go take care of some stuff. Then the man falls off a ladder. And so he's got a giant black eye. And so I'm not going to make you go. We're not going to make you go on air like that. Thank God he's okay. But it's a good reminder. Ladders are extremely dangerous, folks. This is the information you need to know. Even as a fully functional, capable adult, you got to be careful. But it's great. It's fine because actually the backup plan is even better than we expected. So I'll be here for the first hour. We got a lot of news to cover. I'm going to get into Chud the Builder, of course. He was supposed to be our guest yesterday, and an hour before he was supposed to come on, the man gets in a shootout outside of a courthouse. He has now been arrested and charged. We'll go over those charges. We'll talk about Donald Trump's visit to China, of course. We'll talk about some developments in the Iran war. But mostly we'll be talking about data centers and AI for the first hour. And then in the second hour, I'm actually going to have Tiffany Cianci be Skyping in. It's not the right word, but she's going to be, she actually is on the ground in Kentucky for the big get out the vote push for Thomas Massie. Voting starts today, I believe, in Kentucky. So if you're in Kentucky, if you're certainly in Massie's district, get out the vote starts today. And Tiffany Cianci is there with a bunch of really popular content creators and politicians all coming together to make sure that Thomas Massie wins the day, because this really is a litmus test for America. Are we a republic, or are we just an economic zone that can be manipulated at will as long as you got the cash to do it? And it's pretty interesting, the developments in the Thomas Massie election. So very excited to, you know, lend our platform to that mission to defeat the scumbags, defeat the puppet politician and the puppeteers such as Paul Singer and Miriam Adelson, and standing up for a true America First patriot in Thomas Massie. Very excited for Tiffany Cianci in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we're going to be showing the interview that Alex Jones did with Russell Brand, two of probably the most, I don't know, lightning rod figures in the modern media landscape. So very excited to show you that interview in the third hour, but I'm going to try to pack in as much as I can for this first hour. And I think I want to start with some good news, some happy news, some, frankly, just not terrible news, I guess would be one way of putting it. And that is that Thomas Massie is now ahead in the polls, which is great because today is when the voting actually begins. I've always been a little bit suspect at the polling in Kentucky, because Thomas Massie's so popular. He's just won every election he's been in, even when Donald Trump was against him by, you know, 80% of the vote. So, you know, it always kind of was strange to me that this guy, Ed Galrain, who nobody had ever heard of and refused to debate Thomas Massie, and he got caught using AI to, like, post things on social media. Totally, you know, fraudulent guy. Yeah, for Mother's Day, the crew reminds me. It was for Mother's Day. The Mother's Day post. You can't cobble together three sentences on Mother's Day. You just say Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and they literally had to ask AI how to do this. Was he born in a test tube? The crew's telling me he was born in a test tube, and that he may in fact just be a fully fledged AI creation. He might not exist at all. Kidding, of course. But there is some very there are some very interesting developments here. We'll go to clip number 15. This was a little town hall meeting that Ed Galrain was doing. I think that's how you say his name. Nobody's ever heard of this guy. But it It's not going very well for him. See, he has refused totally to debate Thomas Massey, which is sort of a traditional thing. Like, you know, for the last like 200 years, it's been a fundamental core part of the campaign season. You got two opponents. They disagree with each other. I'm better. No, I'm better. You have them talk to each other or answer questions at the same time. And it allows you to judge who's got the best stance. It's a tried and true practice that is, like I said, fundamental to our ability to know who to pick, to know who we're voting for, to actually perform our obligation as citizens and cast our vote for the right person. And he's refused to debate Thomas Massey. And it's been very embarrassing for him. And the constituents of Kentucky are not happy with his nonsense. So let's go down to clip number 15. This is Ed Gowrain holding a very small, I guess you might say Biden-esque event where you know, like a COVID style event. You know, they're not separated by 6 feet, but they are keeping that capacity to a minimum in the room. And maybe you get in free if you have gray hair. I don't know, but certainly not the most youthful crowd here. Regardless, they're not happy at his unwillingness to debate Thomas Massey. Let's watch.
He took the press out of the middle and talked right to the people. What did President Trump do? What did Gowrain do? I'm going to talk right to you. I ain't scared enough. You think I lack for courage? In fact, they had to hog tie me from taking that bull on. So there ain't no money in it. The New York Times is going to show up, and all they're going to print is, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep them. Whatever they say, they're going to call it the gospel. You know, and you ain't going to hear another word about it. So as you might guess, I'm not shy enough about courage about nothing. You know, in terms of that.
But you haven't debated him.
I'm debating him right now.
Young no, man. You're not. I'm glad you're not debating him. You're giving a bunch of platitudes. You're not explaining anything. You've not gone toe-to-toe with the congressman. You're not explaining your differences. You're not doing anything. You're not explaining any differences.
I just laid it all out, young man.
It made no sense. It made no sense.
I didn't
want to
see your letterman jacket.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a civil conversation?
Yeah, like a civil conversation is the congressman and him debating. Not him pulling up signs and a letterman's jacket.
If you asked a question, he answered it.
The congressman's That's not an answer.
So you got to love it. You got to love the people standing up. I mean, that is that's a classic. It's actually kind of ironic. Yeah, and of course, this is the real division. Track AIPAC has the numbers. Thomas Massey has taken $0 from the Israeli lobby, where Ed Gowrain exists entirely as a construct of the Israeli lobby. And that's really what this contest boils right down to. But Ed Gowrain, in this weird, he's got this weird stock answer. We've shown other clips where he says the same thing. And you got to just, clearly there's a planning meeting. Clearly there's a campaign meeting where they go, we're not debating the guy because we would be destroyed. What do we say to people who demand that we debate? And I'm sure they workshopped ideas and maybe did a little A-B testing, and they came up with, just say you're debating him right now. Just say that you actually are debating him, and that's what you're doing right now. It's like, and you can imagine the meeting just being like, yes, that's perfect. That's great. Okay. All right. Check that one off. We'll go on to the next one. It's just like the stupidest thing. People are like, you should debate Thomas Massey. And he's like, that's what I'm doing right now. No, you're not. You're talking. This is a monologue. We're talking about dialogue. We're talking about back and forth. We're talking about being, you know, have questions put to you and you have to answer it and he has to answer it. And we get to decide who's better, not you monologuing, saying whatever you want about Thomas Massey and then just declaring, no, this is a debate, actually. Actually, this is a debate and I am debating him and you're spreading fake news for saying that I didn't. That's just a crazy way to approach things. That's insane. But then he's got the picture of the Norman Rockwell. And I think it's the picture of the guy standing up, right? It's that classic image. It really does sort of define what American politics is supposed to be, sort of the town council meeting where the average guy with, you know, nothing special about his, you know, job or condition of birth or anything, just standing up and having his say and having people listen to him. Like, it wasn't this picture that he was picking up as if this was him or something, when in reality, the guy interrupting him is this guy. You know, the caption should be, why won't you debate Thomas Massey? He's the one standing up and speaking out and expressing what so many people are feeling. It's pretty amazing, pretty ironic that he tries to, you know, Gowrain tries to flip that around on him, I guess, or something. And I got more to say about Thomas Massie and more videos to show you about it, but I think we'll move on from that for now, because we are going to be spending a lot of time on that in the next hour. And we got to get into, yeah, there you go, freedom of speech, Alex Jones. That's a t-shirt right there. We should sell that one on a t-shirt. Can we do that? I don't know who I have to whip to get that done, but let's get that done, because that is an awesome picture. Very cool. We're going to talk about Chud. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about all that stuff. But first, actually, let's get into what should be the biggest story across America right now, and yet is basically non-existent in the mainstream. It's not on Drudge. I couldn't find it anywhere on Drudge. I couldn't find it anywhere on Google News. I didn't see any, you know, major national outlets covering it. It didn't get a ton of attention on X. But it's like the craziest story I've heard in a very long time. And the implications of this are horrifying. Let's go to clip 16 here. They found somebody in a routine inspection of a dam in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, happened to stumble on a sophisticated improvised explosive device planted on the dam. And they had to call in all of these government organizations to clear out this explosive device that was primed to destroy a functional utilitarian dam in Mobile, Alabama. Let's watch clip 16.
A grenade-type explosive device was found underwater at Big Creek Lake, the primary drinking water supply for the Mobile area. The Mobile area was...